All right, let's dive into something pretty fascinating today, a case that's, well, it's a bit of a masterclass in copyright law, at least when it comes to what not to do.
Definitely a case with some big lessons, especially if you're thinking about a career in intellectual property law.
Absolutely. And that's most of you listening, right? So today, we're looking at Zomba Enterprises versus Panorama Records. Zomba, they're the big music copyright holders, you know, lots of popular artists. Panorama, they were selling karaoke CDs. Seems harmless enough, right?
Well, the problem was those karaoke tracks. They were using Zomba's music, and Panorama didn't exactly bother getting permission or, you know, those things called licenses.
And that's where things get interesting, because this case isn't just about someone using music they shouldn't have. It goes way deeper into statutory damages, willful infringement, even touches on the limits of fair use.
All from a case about karaoke. Who knew, right?
Right. But hey, that's why we're here to break it all down.
Yeah.
And just to give you a taste of what we're dealing with, the court slapped Panorama with a whopping $806,000 judgment. Yeah, you heard that right.
That's not pocket change, and it really highlights the serious consequences of messing with someone else's intellectual property.
So for all you future legal eagles out there, buckle up. Let's unpack exactly what Panorama did wrong, how the legal battle played out, and most importantly, the crucial lessons we can all learn from this copyright clash.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so let's set the stage. Panorama Records, karaoke CDs. What was their business model and where did they go wrong?
Okay, so Panorama was all about producing and selling karaoke CDs, and they did this, well, for a while, from 1998 to 2003. But here's the catch. They were using songs on those CDs, songs that were copyrighted by, you guessed it, Zomba Enterprises. And here's the big no-no. They never got the necessary licenses to use that music. Basically, taking someone's work, packaging it up, and selling it for their own profit.
And I'm guessing Zomba wasn't too thrilled about this.
Not even a little bit. They sent Panorama those cease and desist letters back in 2002. You know, the stop what you're doing or else kind of letters.
Pretty standard first step, right?
Yeah, a legal way of saying, hey, you're infringing on our copyrights, cut it out. But, and this is important, Panorama decided to ignore those warnings and just kept right on selling those karaoke CDs.
Which, as we know, is going to come back to bite them.
Oh, yeah, big time. It all really blew up in January 2003 when Zomba finally filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against Panorama. They listed 30 counts of infringement, each one representing a separate copyrighted song.
30 counts? That's a lot.
It is. Shows how serious Zomba was about protecting their rights. And then things took an even more interesting turn. In April of the same year, they reached a consent order.
A consent order? So like a legal agreement to stop the infringing activity.
Exactly. Panorama formally agreed, in writing and legally binding, to stop distributing those karaoke CDs with Zomba's music. It seemed like, okay, maybe this is the end of it. Problem solved. Everyone can go home.
But I have a feeling there's a but coming.
Ooh, a big one. Within a week, Panorama violates the consent order. And not just a minor slip-up, they continued selling those CDs for over a year after legally promising they wouldn't.
Talk about adding insult to injury. I mean, that's a bold move, ignoring a court order like that.
And a really, really bad one. This is what really solidified the whole willful infringement issue. They knew what they were doing was wrong, had agreed to stop, and then just blatantly disregarded the whole thing.
So back to court they go. But this time, Zomba already has that consent order in their pocket, right?
Exactly. That consent order made it crystal clear that Panorama had infringed. So the district court went ahead and granted summary judgment in favor of Zomba, no trial needed on the basic infringement itself. The only question left was, okay, how much are these violations going to cost Panorama?
And that's where those hefty damages come into play.
Right. After a trial specifically focused on determining the appropriate damages, the court came back with a decision. They awarded Zomba $31,000 per infringement. And remember, there were 30 counts, so do the math.
$806,000, ouch.
Plus, they tacked on another $76,456 for Zomba's attorney fees.
So at this point, Panorama's got to be thinking, maybe we should have just gotten those licenses.
You'd think so, right? But nope. They decided to appeal the district court's decision, taking it up to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Always a right to appeal. But I'm sensing they were grasping at straws at this point.
They were definitely facing an uphill battle. So let's get into those arguments Panorama made on appeal, because they're important to understand, even if they didn't work out for Panorama in the end.
All right, lay it on us. What was their strategy to try to get out of this mess?
Well, they raised five key issues. First up, the classic fair use defense. They tried to claim that using Zomba's music on their karaoke CDs was actually fair use.
Fair use, huh? That's always a tricky one. Did they have a leg to stand on there?
Not really. The court swiftly shut that argument down. They went through the four factors that determine if something's fair use. You know, the purpose of the use, the nature of the copyrighted work, how much was copied, and the effect on the market for the original.
And how did those factors stack up against Panorama?
Not good. First, they were selling those CDs, so it was clearly commercial, not some educational or nonprofit thing. That right there makes fair use less likely. Second, they didn't transform the music in any creative way. No parodies, no new meaning, just straight up copying onto a karaoke format. The court even said, and this is a great quote to remember, Panorama's use wasn't transformative, they just repackaged Zomba's songs for profit.
Ouch. Pretty clear the court wasn't buying it.
Nope. And the third factor, they used the entire songs, not snippets or portions. Again, bad for fair use. Finally, the court saw pretty clear harm to Zomba's potential market. I mean, if people are buying these unlicensed karaoke CDs, they're less likely to buy licensed ones or pay for Zomba's music in other ways.
So, fair use defense, fail. What was their next move?
The next big issue was willfulness. This is huge, because if the infringement is found to be willful, the damages can skyrocket.
Willful infringement. So it's not just about accidentally using copyrighted material. Mm. It suggests a deliberate disregard for the law.
Forget. You got it. Basically, it means the infringer knew or should have known they were infringing or acted recklessly without caring about the copyright holder's rights. And in Panorama's case, well, remember those cease and desist letters they ignored? And that consent order they violated.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
It was pretty damning evidence. The court basically said, even if you thought what you were doing was okay initially, continuing to sell those CDs after agreeing to stop, that shows a reckless disregard for Zomba's rights and the court's authority. And they even laid down another important legal principle. Even erroneous court orders must be obeyed.
Meaning, even if you think a court order is wrong, you gotta follow it until it's overturned through proper channels.
Exactly. Ignoring a court order is like waving a giant red flag that screams willful infringement.
So fair use defense shot down, willfulness pretty much confirmed. What else did Panorama try to argue?
Well, with the infringement itself pretty much settled, they went after the damages. They claimed that $806,000 was way too much, that it was unconstitutional.
That's a lot of money, no doubt. But didn't the court have a basis for that amount?
They did. This is where we get into statutory damages, which are a big deal in copyright law. Instead of having to prove exactly how much money they lost, a copyright holder can choose to go for statutory damages, which are set by law.
So it simplifies things, but there's still a range, right?
Right. At the time of this case, the range was $750,000 to $30,000 per work for regular infringement. But for willful infringement, that jumps up to a maximum of $150,000 per work. The idea is to make sure infringers face real consequences, even if it's hard to put an exact dollar amount on the harm done.
Deterrence is key. Makes sense.
It does. And the court pointed out that $31,000 per infringement, while a lot, was still within the legal range, and way less than that maximum for willful infringement. They were actually pretty moderate in their calculation.
So Panorama's excessive damages argument didn't really fly. What about their other points?
They also tried arguing about the venue, you know, where the case was heard, but the court found no problem with the original choice. And then there was the issue of attorney fees. Panorama naturally didn't want to pay Zomba's legal bills.
Makes sense, but again, doesn't sound like they had much ground to stand on.
Not really. The court upheld the attorney fees award, citing Panorama's unreasonable behavior throughout the whole process, especially ignoring that consent order. It was about sending a message, making sure people think twice before trying to pull a Panorama.
Yeah, it's like the court is saying, don't mess around with copyright law.
Exactly. Now, before we wrap up, let's circle back to those key takeaways. The things every aspiring lawyer listening should take to heart. Fair use, willfulness, damages. These are all crucial concepts that this case really brought to life.
Sounds good. Hit us with those key lessons.
Okay, first and foremost, obey court orders. Even if you disagree, go through the proper appeals process. Don't just ignore them. Panorama's blatant disregard really cost them. Second, fair use. It's not a free pass. If you're profiting off someone else's copyrighted work without adding anything truly new or transformative, don't expect that defense to save you.
Especially in a clear commercial context like this.
Absolutely. Get a license, do things the right way, and finally, don't underestimate the potential consequences of willful infringement. Statutory damages can be huge, and you might end up paying the other side's legal fees on top of that. It's just not worth the risk.
Solid advice. So to sum up, Zomba v. Panorama is a pretty stark example of what can go wrong when you play fast and loose with copyright law.
Definitely. It shows that the courts take intellectual property rights seriously, and there are real consequences for infringing on those rights, especially when it's done knowingly and deliberately.
Great insights. And for everyone listening, think about how this case might apply in today's world. We're surrounded by copyrighted material online, music, videos, you name it. This case might be about karaoke CDs, but the principles behind it are more relevant than ever.
Totally agree. What's considered fair use online? How do we navigate copyright in a world of user-generated content and streaming? These are questions you might grapple with in your careers, and this case gives you a framework for thinking about them.
Awesome discussion. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
Happy to do it.
And for all you future legal minds out there, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.